Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. By Sullivan's Brewing Company. From Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. And by Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
Allen back to pass. Going to roll to his right. Steps up. Throws to Diggs for the touchdown! 11-yard touchdown reception! Can you dig it? As time throws to the left sideline. Complete to Diggs, but there's a flag. Trying to spin away from the tacklers, and he does! 35-30, 25-20, headed to the end zone! Touchdown, Stephon Diggs! Here's the snap, picks the handoff to Murray, throws in the end zone. It's a trifecta for Stephon Diggs! A 13-yard touchdown reception! Can you dig it?
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. We have the training, all we need is you. And Chris Brown's appearance on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, the official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. By Sullivan's Brewing Company, from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women on the Western Hotline. Chris Brown. Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
The phrase cheat code was thrown around a lot coming into the week, right? And these teams have a lot of star power, and turns out that Sunday's cheat code was Allen to Diggs against Kader Kuhu.
Yeah, Kuhu, right, yeah. I talked about this in the roundtable with Eric and Sal, because 2 weeks ago against the New England Patriots, Eli Apple was the starting outside corner opposite Xavien Howard, and Kader Kuhu, who I think most Bills fans remember, was this, you know, up-and-coming rookie slot corner, and he played the nickel role in the slot. And that's how the season started. Well, after the New England game, Vic Fangio decided Eli Apple to the bench, Kader Kuhu outside at corner, and Justin Bethel in the slot. And that's how they went into the game against Denver in week three, and that held in week four against the Bills. Well, very early on, it was very evident that Kader Kuhu was no match for Stephon Diggs, and for some reason, Vic Fangio never changed it. So the Bills said, okay, we're going to keep going there. And you saw the results, 6 for 120 and 3 touchdowns.
Part of an incredible day for the Bills offense. I mean, Diggs was great, and Josh Allen was perfect. I mean, Chris, his success against Miami is well documented. And this year, I thought one of the biggest moves in the division this year was Miami hiring Vic Fangio. And through a couple games, it has not necessarily gone well, and Fangio didn't seem to have answers for this Bills offense. Maybe he doesn't have the horses for it, but he doesn't have the answers either right now.
Yeah, and he didn't have the answers 3 years ago either as head coach of the Denver Broncos when, in case anyone forgot, the Bills also hung 48 points on a Vic Fangio defense. So a little bit of a bookend there. With another 48 yesterday. Yeah, I mean, not having Jalen Phillips was certainly a loss for them. And, you know, Jalen Ramsey is out until December at least. So those are two big losses for them. But I think that speaks to where the Bills are different from other division challengers like Miami. They are deeper and more talented. We have said it all offseason. Brandon Bean, on a limited budget, fortified this roster with proven starting caliber talent on the second team. We saw it yesterday with Taylor Rapp, Leonard Floyd coming in June, along with Puna Ford, who wasn't even active. I mean, Puna Ford will be starting on 16 NFL teams every week. It just speaks to the depth of talent. And I thought Rapp played a pretty darn good game yesterday, all things considered. The depth will be tested again this week, you know, at the corner position with the Tre'Davious White injury. But I think based on all the hardships due to man games lost to injury last year, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott set out to almost make this roster depth-proof with the acquisitions they made.
How heartbreaking, Chris, for Tre'Davious White to go. Like, there's two parts of it, right? There's how horrible it is for him, and then two, like, now what happens at that position where, I mean, Kyrie Elam being inactive, like, seemingly they do have depth.
That's right, and, you know, I think the anticipation is he will be up this week. I still think Dane Jackson and Christian Benford probably start the game, and you still have Taron Johnson in the slot, but Kyrie Elam's first guy off the bench on the outside, and it's not maybe the toughest test, but it's a good one. Christian Kirk and Calvin Ridley, that's a pretty good combo there. So it'll be an interesting test this week against Jacksonville. But, yeah, your heart breaks for Tre'Davious White. I mean, you hear people say all the time, you know, I've never seen a guy work harder or this, that, and the other. But I think Mitch Morse painted the picture most effectively after the game last night, you know, because people say that all the time. Nobody works harder than this guy, whatever. He was doing conditioning on his own prior to training camp practices. And Mitch Morse, who's been in this league almost a decade, said, I've never seen anyone do that in my life. But that's how determined Trey was to get back to being the player that he was. I remember having a conversation with him his rookie season in the locker room. And above his locker, there was a photo of a Hall of Fame gold jacket taped on top of his locker next to his nameplate. And so I asked him about it, and he said, that's the goal. He's like, I want to be the best cornerback ever, and I want to be a cornerback this team can be proud of. So Hall of Fame was the goal from the jump, and I think he sets about his work and his craft every day to play that way. So to see somebody that puts that much time and effort in and makes that kind of commitment, even after coming back from a major injury, it's just, your heart just sinks for a guy like that.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. The next step for the defense is, I guess, finding out when Von Miller comes back, which he's eligible to come on off the PUP list and start practicing today. Like, there's this ironic and unfortunate crossover of timelines for Trey and Von, Chris. Like, they go come in and go out the same week. It happened last year on Thanksgiving, and here's Trey going out and Von ready to come back. What kind of expectation do you think Bills fans should have for Von jumping on this defensive line? As you pointed out, it's already really deep and already getting results at a pretty productive clip so far.
Yeah, we kind of discussed that on the pregame yesterday because the report had already come out, you know, that he was scheduled to practice this week, and obviously we'll keep our ear to the ground on that, but I don't think there's any indication to think that wouldn't happen, knowing how ready Von felt at the beginning of the regular season when he was, you know, designated the way he was. So I would expect him to practice this week. How quickly they decide to put him on a game field, I think, remains to be seen. And I don't know this. I'm just kind of guessing here. Field familiarity, right? I mean, you've got a field at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium that I'm sure is state-of-the-art turf field, but and it's brand new, but they're unfamiliar with it. Is that the turf you want to put him out on in his first game and play him right away? I think there's a ramp-up period that has to happen. He's been doing a lot of work on the side with the strength and conditioning staff over the last several weeks. But, you know, he's got to get back into the practice flow. There is game shape to talk about. I don't know if this is the week that you throw him back out on the field, per se. I'm not saying it can't happen. But this athletic training staff and the medical team, they tend to err on the side of caution. So I would be inclined to expect somewhat of a ramp up this week. But I suppose Von could go out there and look like the second coming, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, he's even better than we thought. I guess he is ready. So anything's possible, I think, this week.
Chris Brown, one more thing, Chris. You think a message from Sean McDermott this week to his team will be kind of to I guess, drive home the 24-hour rule, right? Like, Miami just learned that lesson. 70 points the week before. What's it worth the following week? Nothing. And here are the Bills with an emotional win and a big win and a statement win and have to get right back to work. They've got a lengthy road trip. They've got a good opponent. It'll be about not getting too high off of one win in week four.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm not worried about those kinds of letdowns like I used to be with this team in particular. And the reason why is because of all the hardships they experienced last year, whether it was down performances, man games lost to injury, and off-the-field tragedies and on-the-field tragedies. Whatever it is, they ran the gamut last year. And I think that is very fresh in all of their minds. That's why when Josh Allen last night at the end of his press conference, when thrown a lob to say something about all their naysayers, just sat there and said, no, thank you, and left. That's a change in my eyes with this football team. And so am I saying they're never going to have a down performance the rest of the way? No, but I think they are hyper aware of how this league is quite literally week to week. So with that in mind, I think the chances of down performances or, you know, a letdown, so to speak, after an inspiring game this week is more unlikely than it's been in the past.
Chris Brown on the Wester Hotline. Chris, thanks again. Safe travels, and we'll talk Friday.
All right, sounds good. I don't know what time it'll be on my watch, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Bills headed to London. They leave on Thursday. They'll play the Jaguars, who beat the Falcons. Maybe you saw, I just tweeted out one of the highlights. Maybe you saw the broadcast angle of the Andy's Room,
yeah,
which is the Nickelodeon Toy Story broadcast of
Disney, but yes.
Disney, yeah, thank yeah, you. Yeah. It was on Disney Plus. Thank you. That's where I watched it. So they had chips in their shoulder pads. That's how they were able to do this digital game.
All of them.
Yes.
Right.
The players,
okay,
from what I read, the players had chips in their shoulder pads. One of the highlights, so I tweeted this out. It's the Skycam. And when you're watching a game on Skycam, it moves left or right with the quarterback. And when so you lose a view of half of the field. So watching a game on Skycam isn't perfect. Well, the digital shoulder pad view is basically like watching a game of Madden being played.
Kind of, yeah, that's exactly right.
You're
thought,
watching
yeah,
the game from behind the quarterback, and you can see everybody.
Yeah.
And it's so odd to say this, but the best angle I've now ever seen to watch an NFL football game is the Andy's Room angle. It's the best. I could see when Trevor Lawrence is dropping back and he's looking to the left, I can see is the receiver open? Where's the coverage? Lawrence starts to scramble to the left. I see he has daylight in front of him.
Right.
I can see everything I need to. It's the best angle I've ever seen on a broadcast, and it was Andy's Room.
Andy's Room.
With Slinky as the chain gang. Slink as the chain gang. The claw placing the ball. And it was
the flames coming off their feet when they're running full speed.
Yes.
I like that part, too.
2023, we've achieved the best angle to watch it.
The trail on the ball when it's going through the air.
Not bad. All right. 803-0550, open phone lines the rest of the way. We'll chat with you about the Bills, the Dolphins, the league. We are 4 weeks in, and the Bills are in first place and looking every bit the contender we thought they would be. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe here on Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Back to pass, under pressure, sacked by Greg Rousseau! The Condor uses those long arms to corral the Miami quarterback. It's another turnover on down.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.